Morning, happy Sabbath. I just received my voice back, so please bear with me today. Do the best I can. Because I'm forgetful, I did forget to praise the Lord that Joe has come. And welcome to the rest of the guests as well. So again, today, the message I'm giving today is about forgiveness. Matthew 6:14 says, For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. The Bible teaches us we should always forgive others, no matter how badly they have wronged us. I know sometimes it's hard to forgive others when they've hurt you. Maybe they've betrayed your trust, hurt your feelings, your loved ones, talked behind your back, or maybe it's a family member who has constantly spewed hurt feelings or hurt words to you that have hurt your feelings. Maybe they hurt you physically or even took the life of someone you love. Sometimes these things seem unforgivable. I want you to think of that one person who has hurt you deeply. Have you fully forgiven them? Now, there was a time in my life before I renewed my faith with God when I was angry with someone. I can't even remember why, which shows how really insignificant it really was. I hadn't seen her for a while, and then I saw her, and I knew that I was supposed to be mad at her for something, and I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember why I had forgotten. I'm sure that you, as well as myself, has had those times where we forget. You know, forget about why we walked into a room. We see somebody we know and we're like, oh, what is their name? I can't remember. Or you go to the grocery store and you get everything you need, except for that one thing you actually went for. So, I have a horrible memory, which is why I forgot to praise the Lord for some people here. I've always hated feeling like I can't remember things, numbers, Bible verses, where I'm supposed to find them, why I can't remember the details of a story. And I thought, what a curse. What a curse on me. I can't remember anything. Nothing. Can't remember my keys. Where's my keys? But one day it occurred to me that forgetfulness was a blessing. It's a blessing because it allows me to forgive people because I honestly can't remember what they've done to hurt me. It also helps me when the times that I do remember that I forgive them anyway because it's really not worth my peace. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we need to forgive those people who hurt us, but that doesn't mean that we have to continually stay in their lives and require us to forgive over and over and over, which we are required, but we don't have to put ourselves in that situation. So the thing about forgiveness is that if you don't forgive and you hold on to that unforgiveness, it starts to corrupt your heart and make you angry and have anxiety. Without forgiveness, we will never really have peace in our hearts. Do you have the peace, or are you consumed with hatred, bitterness, and anger? There's a Bible story about a man who was betrayed by his brothers. If you're not familiar, it's the story of Joseph. Joseph is the son of Jacob and Rachel, and he's from the land of Canaan. He has 10 older brothers. I have 2 older brothers. I can't imagine having 10. The pickings and the teasings and the 10 would really be not something I could handle, I don't think. So the brothers weren't very fond of Joseph because their father, well, he favored them. He even gave Joseph a robe of colors, and he had Joseph spy on the brothers to make sure that they were doing the things that they were supposed to be doing. Now, Joseph, he was very faithful to God, and God would give him dreams of events that were to happen in the future. So one particular day, when Joseph was spying on his brothers, the brothers saw him coming. Here's the account of the brothers' betrayal. It's Genesis 37:18-28. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they recognized him in the distance. As he approached, they made plans to kill him. "Here comes the dreamer," they said. "Come on, let's kill him and throw him in a cistern. We can tell our father wild animals has eaten them. Then we'll see what becomes of his dreams." But when Reuben, his oldest brother, heard about their scheme, he came to Joseph's rescue. "Let's not kill him," he said. "Why should we shed blood? Let's just throw him into the empty cistern here in the wilderness. Then he'll die without our laying hands on him." Reuben was planning to rescue Joseph and return him to his father. So when Joseph arrived, his brothers ripped off his beautiful robe he was wearing. They grabbed him and threw him in the cistern. The cistern was empty and it had no water. Then, just as they were sitting down to eat, they looked up and saw a caravan of camels in the distance coming toward them. It was a group of Ishmaelite traders taking a load of gum, balm, and aromatic resin from Gilead down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain by killing our brother? We'd have to cover up the crime. Instead of hurting him, let's sell him to those Ishmaelite traders. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." And his brothers agreed. Now, I can't imagine looking at one of my brothers or sisters, whether I was jealous of them or not, and saying, "Let's kill them." I couldn't imagine doing that. But they did. They must have been super jealous. So when the Ishmaelites, who were Midianite traders, came by, Joseph's brothers pulled him out of the cistern and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And the traders took him to Egypt. I also couldn't imagine being betrayed by a close friend or family member, and how heartbroken I would feel. I'm sure that we have been betrayed by friends, family members, but I'm sure they haven't planned to kill us. I would hope not. After being betrayed and sold into slavery by his brothers, with God's guidance and dreams, Joseph eventually rose into a position of power in Egypt. In those days, Egypt was a place of great wealth, with fertile lands from the Nile regularly flooding. People came from the surrounding lands to trade and purchase food. When the whole land of Egypt became barren, Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to buy food because of the famine. They no longer remembered what Joseph looked like, and they certainly didn't know that he had risen to the position of power that he had held. After seeing his brothers, Joseph eventually reveals himself. He was so happy to see them. Joseph knew that he had to forgive them. Genesis 50:18 says, "Then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. 'Look, we are your slaves,' they said. But Joseph replied, 'Don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended me harm, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people.'" Joseph was not bitter, and he wasn't angry. He forgave his brothers. Now, the flip side to forgiveness is when you've done something wrong and you have to ask for forgiveness. The Bible teaches us to ask for forgiveness when we have committed an offense against God or against his children. I know that I am guilty of saying something that's not nice or spoken about a person that wasn't there, you know, that little thing called gossip. Maybe told a little white lie to get me out of something. Or yelled at someone in frustration. I know none of us like cheat or steal or murder, but these things need to be asked for forgiveness as well. And that's what Joseph's brothers did. Genesis 50:16. So they sent this message to Joseph. Before your father died, he instructed us to say to you, please forgive your brothers for the great wrong that you did, for their sin in treating you so cruelly. So we, the servants of the God, your father, beg for you to forgive our sin. When Joseph received the message, he broke down and wept. Joseph's brothers asked him for forgiveness, and Joseph freely gave it. We also need to ask God's forgiveness when we hurt someone, breaking a commandment, or anything that may be offensive in his eyes. There's another story, and it's the greatest story, and I've said it before, that the greatest event in human history is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so why did he have to die and be resurrected? It's for forgiveness. That is why he came. We sinned and we corrupted this world, and he came to make it right. Jesus hung on the cross for our sakes. He was mocked and he was humiliated. He was betrayed by some of his disciples. Peter denied Jesus not once or twice, but three times. And of course, Judas, he betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Matthew 27:35-43. After they nailed him, to the cross, the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. Then they sat around and kept guard as he hung there. A sign was fastened above Jesus' head, announcing the charge against him. It read, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." There were two criminals who were actually guilty, one on his right and one on his left. People passing by shouted abuse, shaking their heads in mockery. "Look at you now," they yelled at him. "You said you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Well then, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and come down from the cross." The leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the elders also mocked Jesus. "He saved others," they scoffed, "but he can't save himself. So he's the King of Israel, is he? Let him come down from the cross right now, and we will believe him." He trusted God, so let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, "I am the Son of God." That's a lot of unkindness to have to forgive. In the middle of Jesus' pain and sadness, he said, "For God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Luke 23:34. I can't imagine any of us going through anything like Jesus went through on the cross. The pain he felt of all of our sins. Has anyone hurt you so badly that they can't be forgiven? Have you ever gone through what Jesus went through? None of us have ever felt or gone through the horrible things that Jesus did, and he still forgave. He forgives us. So if he can forgive them and us, then can't we forgive for the hurtful things that others do to us? When it seems hard for us to forgive or ask for forgiveness, what can we do? Pray. Ask for his help and his guidance in forgiving and asking for forgiveness as well. He will help you and give you what you need and provide the comfort and peace needed for you to forgive or ask for forgiveness. I know it might feel demeaning or like you're not in control or shameful or humiliating to ask for forgiveness or to have to forgive somebody. Sometimes it seems unfair that we are always the one to have to forgive and forgive and forgive over and over and over. Let me ask you a question. Now picture Jesus hanging on the cross. Does he look shameful to you as he forgives us for all of our sins? Absolutely not. Does Jesus forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive? Yes, he does. Because his grace and his mercy never fails. Let's remember Matthew 6:14. If you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. As you draw near to him with confession and repentance, he will draw near to you with mercy and forgiveness. Can we all bow our heads and praise him by saying his Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.